Right. Idris Elba, not on the show.
Hmm.
So instead... It's so random. Instead, I was talking the other day, somehow, and I can't even remember how we got into it. We mentioned Mr. Gaz Top, great TV presenter. Back in the day, I used to watch him on the telly, and he used to do... I keep forgetting the name.
Get Fresh,
and he did How To for ages.
It was a kind of national institution for a long time.
Anyway, I get a lovely tweet from Gareth, from the man himself, formerly known as Gaz Top, mm-hmm. Going, oh, thanks for what I mentioned, blah, 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 blah. So then we talked about it the next day, and he mentioned us again, and we're like, oh, well, if Idris Elba doesn't want to come on the show, why don't we get formerly known as Gaz Top to come on instead? And guess what? He's on the phone!
Yay!
Good morning, formerly known as Gaz Top.
Hallelujah, Chris Miles. Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you? Mate. I am brilliant.
It's about 20 years, I reckon, since you and me were in the same room and your lovely Irish mum up in, I think we were in Leeds, I think. Me and Violet Berlin, my other half, we were recording The Big Bang, another kids series we did. And you were up there. I seem to remember we hung out for an afternoon.
Yeah,
long story. I'm not sure why you were up there, but I definitely met you and your mum. Either that or it was an ITV party. I can't remember. No. It all blurs.
Now, you're not Gaz Top anymore.
I haven't been Gaz Top for 29 years and about 8 months.
But you'll always be Gaz Top.
That's what Violet says to me.
Yeah.
Because wherever I go, people say, Gaz Top. I say, well, my name's actually Gareth. She says, yeah, but you're always going to be Gaz Top. It's like some people still buy marathons and opal fruits.
Very true,
and
yes.
Drive around in a Datsun, don't they? That's you know, it's just going to happen. It's all right.
So
it's
what,
a generational thing, I reckon.
It is. Why, obviously your name is Gareth, but you're Gareth Jones, right?
Yeah, I've always been Gareth Jones, ever since the day I was born.
So why Gaz Top? Why the top bit?
Well, I was a roadie for a band called The Alarm back in the 80s. In fact, from 1979 to 1985.
Wow.
And we all had spiky topped hair, and... Mike Peters of The Alarm, I called him Spiky Top because he had very spiky hair. And he started calling me Gagsy Top. Gagsy is sort of North Wales short for Gareth.
Right.
And that became Gaz Top because of my spiky top hair. And when Alarm fans would get the band's autographs, they'd sometimes ask for the road crew's autograph as well. So as a joke, I would sign it, not Gareth Jones, I would sign it Gaz Top, like some sort of character. And it sort of stuck. And when I got a job on television, my first job in 85 on Music Box, I was hosting music videos, working with people from the music industry, who all knew Gaz Top from The Alarm, didn't know who Gareth Jones was. So I started using Gaz Top on air, and I used it from 85 to 89. Well, Get Fresh finished in 88, the end of 88.
Did
that was
it
the
really?
Last time
my God.
31 years ago. Terrifying, isn't it?
That's frightening.
I can't believe it was that old. So, what was... And the premise of Get Fresh was what?
It was a touring Saturday morning, live as heck, TV show, where we landed a spacecraft, the Millennium Dustbin, which was actually a truck, a converted truck. It was a TV studio on the inside. On the outside, it looked like a spacecraft. And we landed all over the UK in unlikely places. Kelso, Stranraer, Newport, all over, little corners of the UK. And we brought bands with us. We ran games. We interviewed people. We demonstrated stuff. You know, we had people on motorbikes jumping over buses, that kind of shtick. And we found out a little bit about the neighbourhood that we were in. We made these little films. And we had an alien on board called Gilbert the Alien.
Yes, Gilbert.
Live and well. And it was co-presented by me and Charlotte Hindle, who now directs Songs of Praise.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. I love that.
Amen.
And how was Gilbert? How was it working with Gilbert the Alien?
Well, unbelievable. The guy who was the voice for Gilbert, because Gilbert was actually two people. The puppeteer, John Eccleston, was a genius, one of the best puppeteers
ever. Gareth, what?
Well, I think we're all grown-ups now. I think we could probably reveal that Gilbert may have been a puppet and not a real person.
What? Oh, my God, this is worse than Brexit.
Character of Say what?
It's worse than Brexit, this news.
Oh, God, nothing's worse than Brexit, let me tell you.
So it was him, he was the puppet, and then the voice of
Cornwell. And the voice was Phil Cornwell, this genius impressionist, who was utterly random, never slept, was awake all night. He used to be in a room next to me, and I could hear him talking to himself all night. So he never, ever, ever stopped talking, and Gilbert never stopped talking, which gave this sort of programme an edge of chaos and anarchy, really, which is what you want from Saturday morning television.
It was such a good show. It was such a great show. And then other people might remember you from How To, which, again, ran for years, didn't it?
16 years I did How To.
Amazing.
From 1989 till 2005. And I was never Gaz Top on How To. I was Gareth Jones for the full 16 years of that, because I stopped, as you know, in 89, being Gaz Top. And How was unbelievable. When Fred Dinage and I did the pilot for the show, Freddie turned to me and said, "Gareth, I love, you know, how long do you reckon we've got on this?" I said, "Well, you know, kids' TV shows, if they do well, you might get 2 or 3 years. So if we get 3 years out of this, great." And Fred and I did it together for 16 years. We had a number of different women co-presenters with us. Carol Vorderman, Gail McKenna, Gail Porter, and even Sian Lloyd, the Welsh weather girl, joined us for one season. But it was wonderful. How was glorious. It was like being a... It was like doing a postgraduate degree in kids' trivia. It was glorious.
But it was such a brilliant idea, because it's one of those things where... How To was one of those shows where it's almost like, I dare you to watch this and not be interested in it. It's one of those things...
Well, the power of How was... it was actually created originally in about 1966 as a show for adults. It was shown in the TBS region, or Southern Television, on the South Coast. And it was designed for when pubs closed at 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the evening. And you'd come home, you'd watch this programme, and it was full of little sort of pub tricks and facts that you could then take to the pub and impress your mates the next day.
Nice.
And a very clever producer at ITV realised that this was something that would empower children, and not to go to pubs, obviously, but to, you know, to empower them with knowledge and tricks and information that they could impress their friends in school the next day. Made it into a children's program. The original series, How, ran from 66 till 81, then it vanished and came back as How To, and ran from 89 until 2005. So,
now,
you know, something like 30 something years of television.
Is it not time for How 3? We could bring it back.
I've got a format for a show called How For Now, which is how we used to finish the show, of course, and that's How For Now. And I just thought that'd be nice to do a live, up-to-date, current How with an audience, and invite people to do stuff via social media, live video on the show.
Let's do it.
I think that would be glorious.
Let's make it happen, because, Dominic, you're really good at experiments and stuff, aren't you?
I am. So very good, actually,
Yeah,
Gareth,
well,
yes.
When I say very good, they always go wrong, but...
They do, they're
best,
entertaining.
You learn from your mistakes, and it's much more entertaining when it goes wrong.
Correct.
Gareth, it's really lovely to talk to you. I loved watching you on TV. We've had so many text messages from people going... I had such a crush on Gaz Top, says Marina in Litchfield. But so many people going, oh my God, he sounds exactly the same. It had just been totally taken back to my childhood. It's the same voice.
I may be 57, but I have the body of a 56-year-old.
I love that. we did mention this the other day. You do a podcast which is all about doing drugs. Is that right?
Absolutely not, it isn't. No. It is called Gareth Jones on Speed.
Yeah.
And it's about cars. I've been podcasting for 15 years. I was an early adopter. You know, I like technology.
Yep.
And I started to make this podcast in 2005 or 6, whenever it was, 2006. And... 2005, what I'm talking about. And we do motorsport, we do road cars, classic cars, cars of the future, and it is Britain's top car podcast in the UK iTunes store. And I'm very proud of that.
There you go.
Very good.
Everybody download Gareth Jones on Speed, the podcast.
I love you, man. Thank you very much indeed.
But then, to be fair, you've got to listen to my new podcast, which is Chris Moyles on Crack. I can't tell
very,
you what it's...
Very, very intense. It's over in about 9 minutes, isn't it?
Oh, no, it doesn't last that long. it's very, very short. Hey, lovely talking to you. And finally, someone just texted in. Paula said, I'm not going to ask you this. I'm just going to mention it. But she says, you should ask Gaz about his own band, The Grids. They were brilliant.
So well, that was a long time ago. Yeah. 1979, I was a bass player. I was called Gary Gutter when I was in The Grids.
Oh, okay. And on that bombshell, let's move swiftly on. Nice to speak to you. We'll get you in one day. It'd be nice to see you again.
And, it'd be good to press the flesh. Thanks for having me, fellas. Hey, is it great? I got a storm named after me and I get on the radio. How great is that?
Ali.
Oh, that's how we got talking
about
you.
It was Storm
you.
Gareth.
Exactly
Storm Gareth led us to
it.
You, yeah.
Yeah, giving Idris the elbow.
Hey, all right. Hey. Seriously, enough of the puns. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gareth Jones. Thank you, Gareth. Yes!
Oh, lovely.
There you go. That was so much fun. As we kept talking, more and more text messages coming in going, oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God! That was fun.
So many memories for people.
There you go. He'll still always be gas top to me.